The Bible speaks of people who are not only liars, but who also have a seared conscience. That is, seared as with a hot iron. Such people also speak out demonic teachings. Is it possible that the well-known Chuck Missler, who's associated with Calvary Chapel, could be such a person? Listen for yourself how he openly lied to a man before a crowd who simply asked him if he believed in eternal security.
I was tired, and I was just not in the mood to get into it. And it was clear what he wanted to attack was eternal security. He said, well, and, you know, can I lose my salvation? And I just, partly out of fatigue and maybe partly out of mischief, I says, yeah, I think you can.
There's more to come, but that is already enough to reveal Missler's lie. Folks, fatigue is not a justifiable excuse for lying and deceit. Did you notice Missler also mentioned his own mischief? Did you know the synonym for mischief is devilry? That's right. I actually said devilry. Let's go back again to Chuck Missler.
And I just, partly out of fatigue and maybe partly out of mischief, I says, yeah, I think you can. And it was interesting to observe what happened, because he was so sure that I was going to rise to the bait and defend the view of eternal security, and I just didn't. I just granted, no, I guess you can. And I watched him actually turn pale. He wanted to fight. He wanted to, me to defend the eternal security point of view, and he didn't know where to go.
Missler actually quietly laughed regarding how his deceit affected the man who made the mistake of believing him. If that isn't bad enough, Missler also boasted about his own deceit before his audience.
And he didn't know where to go. And his following around him was looking ahead and wondering, okay, what's he going to do now? Because he had a little cadre there. And as I suddenly realized, by the grace of God, by the Holy Spirit, maybe, I had struck gold. Because I didn't fight him. I left him there. And as he tried to, he was looking for an argument. I wouldn't argue. No, I think you can. I think you lose your salvation. And I realized I had him.
Missler should be repentant and grossly ashamed of himself, but instead he actually brags about his lie. And even seems to think the Holy Spirit guided him to respond in that deceptive way. Imagine that. Now listen to this part.
He was where he wanted to be, but he didn't want to be left there, you with me? And I finally, of course, because there are other people around too, I says, you may be able to lose yours, I can't lose mine.
Last but not least, Missler finally admitted to what he believes, but by doing so, he contradicts what he said earlier and reveals that he has a double message. Missler says whatever is convenient for the moment, with no fear of God or the effects of lying. But why did he finally admit to what he believes? The answer is only because there were other people around. The implication is, if Missler was all alone with the man, he would not have ever been honest about his own doctrinal convictions.
And I finally, of course, because there are other people around too, I says, you may be able to lose yours, I can't lose mine.
Chuck Missler's doctrine of eternal security allows him to not only lie and deceive, but to afterwards show no remorse or sorrow even before the crowd of people he is about to teach. Jude wrote various things about the grace changers, which include the eternal security teachers of our day. In verse 16, Jude wrote, such people follow their own evil desires and boast about themselves. We have just heard those exact things from Chuck Missler himself, which proves once again how darkened and dangerous the eternal security teachers are. Make no mistake about it, there are conscience-seared liars in our day. And the doctrine of eternal security has helped to produce them. God bless you.